Miss Terry, go ahead over there with him, if you will. Yours over there this morning, correct? Okay, okay. They're going to help? Okay, all right. Well, that's good. Let's pray together then. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us. I pray, God, for the next few minutes, you'll help. God, as I try to preach, God, you open our ears, you open our hearts, our mind, give us understanding of the Word of God. I pray you encourage us this morning. Lord, we thank you, we love you. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray. Amen. Take your Bibles, if you will, and find the book of Ephesians. Ephesians in the New Testament, you'll find that in the Word of God. The book of Ephesians, chapter 3. I'm going to try to preach in such a way this morning to help you, to encourage you. I know all of us has got problems in life. The Bible says, man that's born a woman is few days and full of trouble. Average life, the Bible says in Psalms 9, is 70 years, about 70 years. Average life is 70 years. Within those 70 years, you'll probably have more trouble. You'll have more bad days than you have good days. Hey, but thanks be to God, we've got a Savior named Jesus Christ, my friend, that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. And that is the verse we take for our text this morning here in Ephesians chapter 3. Look here, if you would, in verse 13 through verse 21. The Bible says, wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bowed my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, and that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. That little word amen is something we say in our Baptist churches that means to let it be so, or it means that you agree, or it means that it's right. The Bible says now unto him, and we're going to talk about him this morning. I can't think of no one better to talk about than Jesus Christ. Well, if I stand up here and brag and boast about myself, about 2 minutes later I won't have nothing to say. If I stand up here and brag and boast about you, about 2 or 3 minutes later we won't have nothing to say. But beloved, we stand and brag and boast and lift up the name of Jesus Christ, my friend. We could just go on forever and ever and ever about the wonderful grace of Jesus Christ, about his enduring mercy that endureth forever, about his strength that's made perfect in weakness. The Bible says here in verse 21, unto him be glory in the churches by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Hey, my friend, God's due glory, my friend. Hey, all the glory belongs to God. Here Jesus Christ says in the Old Testament, he said, I give you grace. He said, all my grace is for you. He said, I give you strength. I give you all my strength. He said, I give you help. I give you all that you would ever need. But he said, my glory will I share with no man. Hey, my friend, we ought to give God glory for who he is. We ought to give God glory for what he can do. We ought to give God glory, my friend, for what he's going to do one day when he raptures us up out of this church and catches us away and calls us home to heaven to be with him. Look here in verse 20. Notice what the Bible says. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I want to just preach this morning. And what is he able to do, my friend? He's able to do a lot of things this morning. Our little children's got a song. My God can do anything, anything, anything but fail. Hey, my God can do anything but fail. But notice what the Bible says. Now unto him that is able to do. My friend, what is God able to do this morning? Well, the Bible says this for us in Philippians. You don't have to turn there, I read all these verses to us. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, the Bible says this for us. It says, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, that it might be fastened like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. The Bible says that our Savior, Jesus Christ, is able to subdue all things unto himself. You say, preacher, what is Jesus able to do this morning? morning. He's able to subdue all things in him. That word subdue means to overcome. Hey, my friend, we've got a Savior that can overcome anything that comes in your life. We've got a Savior, my friend, that can subdue all things. That word means to overcome. It means to overpower. I remember when I was a little boy, me and my brother used to wrestle. And I was a little bit heftier than him. Boy, he was quicker than me, but I was stronger than him. And boy, he could hit me and run, and I would never catch him. Oh, but Brother Jeff, if I ever got my hands on him, I would overcome him. I would overpower him. I would wrestle him to the ground and almost beat the devil out of him. I want to tell you, my friend, this morning, hey, we've got a Savior that can overcome and overpower anything the devil throws in us in our lives. Hey, we've got a Savior this morning, my friend. Hey, if you'll just collapse in the arms of Jesus and realize he's still in control, that he still has all power, that he's able, my friend, to subdue all things in himself, that word means to overcome. That word means to overpower. That word means to conquer. Hey, my friend, what you're facing this morning, I don't know what obstacles in your life. I don't know what pains and sufferings in your life. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but hey, we've got a Savior that does. Hey, we've got a God that does. We've got someone in heaven, my friend, that's sitting on the right hand of God making intercession for us, and he's able to subdue. He's able to overcome, overpower, and conquer anything that's in our lives. Boy, the Bible says, man that's born a woman is few days and full of trouble. Well, raise your hand if you ever had trouble. Oh, every hand in the world should go up. Boy, I have trouble. I had trouble last week. Boy, last week was just a little week. I was supposed to get off of school and just enjoy the week and rest. And so many things happened last week. So many things come in my life last week. I didn't rest. I didn't sleep well. And I was here and there and everywhere, my friend. Hey, but thank God we got a Savior that can conquer any trouble that comes in our lives. I don't know what trouble you have on the job. I don't know what trouble you have in the homes. I don't know what trouble you have in your own life. Maybe there's something in your own life that you're having trouble with. Hey, but the Bible says that he's able to conquer any kind of trouble, any kind of sickness, any kind of pain. Hey, that word means to tame. That word means to destroy. Hey, thank God we got a Savior that can destroy any trouble in your life. Hey, my friend, we've got a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And the Bible says that he's able to subdue all things, my friend, in him. Well, hey, thank God you don't have to have your faith in a pastor. You don't have to have your faith in a pope. You don't have to have your faith in the people. But you put your faith in Jesus Christ. And once you get saved by God's amazing grace, you've got a Savior, my friend, that sticks closer than a brother. And he's able to take care of you. Hey, we've got a Savior in heaven. He's able to take care of his friend. Hey, this world is going down. Hey, the economy is shot. Hey, the money is disappearing. Hey, health care is gone. Hey, my friend, we've got a God that's still in control. He's still upon his throne, and he's able to do well above all that we ask or even think. He's able to conquer. He's able to destroy. He's able to tame. He's able to overcome. He's able to overpower anything that you get in your life. Boy, trying to serve God and live for Jesus. Brother Jeff said the other Wednesday night, it's not a bed of roses. Boy, the devil makes sure if you're going to live for Jesus Christ to give you all the trouble he can give you. If you're going to stand up for Jesus Christ, if you're going to proclaim the word of God, if you're going to live a Christian life, mama, if you're going to live the Christian life, daddy, if you're going to live for Jesus Christ, the devil's going to make sure he throws some monkey wrenches in your life. He's going to make sure he brings something to get you sidetracked. He's going to make sure he brings something to make you to be a castaway, to get you off the old paths, to get you out of a good Bible preaching church, to get you off of your knees in prayer, to get you out of the King James Bible reading every day. Hey, my friend, if you're going to live for Jesus, the devil makes sure something comes in your life that gets you away from God. Hey, but thank God we've got a Savior that's able to overcome the devil. Hey, the devil has some power, but God has all power. Hey, the devil has a little power, but God has great power. Hey, thank God this morning we've got a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ, and the Bible says he's able to subdue all things in himself. What you're going through this morning? What kind of problems you got this morning? What kind of situation you're in this morning? Hey, my friend, it's no match for God. Many times we spend our time telling God how big our problems is. Oh, Sister Abby says we need to tell our problems how big God is. Hey, my friend, we don't have a problem that's bigger than God. Hey, we don't have a situation in life that's bigger than God. Hey, we don't have a trouble that's bigger than God. Our God is bigger than the universe. Our God is bigger than all that we can ever imagine, my friend. Even the Bible says this world is his footstool. Boy, this world is just something he rests his feet on. The Bible says the eye of the Lord are upon his children. Boy, he's got some children here in Marion. He's got some children in California. He's got some children in Japan. He's got some children in Africa. He's got some children in Mexico. And the Bible says the eye, just one eye of God, is upon his children. The Bible says he holds the universe in his hands. The Bible says with his hands, he scattered the stars or cast the stars in the sky. Hey, my friend, how big is your God? If you're here lost to know without Christ this morning, maybe your God is a little 12-ounce bottle that holds Budweiser. Maybe this morning your God is what you can fit in your bill folder. Maybe this morning your God is some medicine that you can take that ease away the pain. Maybe this morning your God is something you watch on TV or something in your family, my friend. But all them little gods, it will never compare to the God that's sitting in heaven today. The Bible says he's able to subdue all things in him. Boy, he's able to conquer anything. Hey, I'm trying to just get down where the rubber meets the road. Hey, my friend, if you're anything like me, then we all have trouble. We all have problems in our homes. We all have problems in our lives. We all, my friend, have something that's troubling us this morning. But thank God we've got a Savior that's bigger than all our trouble. The Bible says this for us here in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. Let me read this verse to you. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things." Here the Apostle Paul preaching, he said, "Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Here's what the Apostle Paul says. The Bible says he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. My friend, you say, what is Christ able to do? My friend, he's able to conquer anything that comes in your life. And not only that, but the Bible says he's able to keep that which we've committed to him against that day. I just got a few things written down here. He's able to keep, my friend. Hey, my friend, if you give your life to Christ, he's able to keep it. Hey, my friend, I've heard this many and many times, and I believe I understand what people say. I said, "How you doing today?" They said, "I'm fine." I said, "What's going on?" They said, "Well, I'm just holding on. I'm just holding on to Jesus. I'm just trying to make it another day. I'm just holding on." Hey, I got some good news for you, beloved. Hey, you don't have to worry about holding on to him because he's holding on to you. The Bible says we're in the Father, and we're in the Father's hands, and we're in Christ's hands. We're all in him, my friend. He's the one that's holding on to me this morning. The Bible says here about Paul, he said, "I am persuaded that he is able, that Jesus Christ is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day." Hey, beloved, that's good for me to know that when I have a loved one laying in a casket, I have a loved one that's going on home to be with Christ in heaven. When I go to a graveyard, when I go to a cemetery, when I go somewhere, someplace like that, and I see a loved one laying in a casket, and they live their life for Christ, they've gotten saved, and they're living for Jesus Christ, and their sins have been bought by the precious blood of Jesus. When I get to that casket, I don't have to wonder, Brother Jeff, then, are they on their way to heaven? The Bible says he's able to keep that, which I've committed to him against that day. Boy, that day when I take my last breath, beloved. Hey, I don't know how long I'm going to live. I might die before someone here. I might die tonight. I might die 20 years, 30 or 40 or 50 years. But I want you to know something, beloved. I'm saved by God's amazing grace. I've been born again. And when I take my last breath, you don't have to worry about where I'm going to go because God's able to keep his promises. You might have a loved one that's going to the cemetery. And you're looking at him and you wonder, what's going to happen? Well, Paul said, "I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day." I want you to know this morning, Christ is able to keep his promises. He's able to keep his promises this morning. Hey, if God's good enough to save us on this side of eternity, ain't God good enough to keep us on the other side of eternity? If we trust Christ with our life, can't we trust Christ with our death? Hey, my friend, if our faith is in him for salvation, can't we have faith in him that he's going to do what's promised in the Word of God? He's able, my friend. He's able, my friend, this morning to conquer anything in your life. He's able, my friend, this morning to keep his promises in the Bible. The Bible says, hey, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The very last part says, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hey, my friend, because he's our shepherd, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Say, preacher, what you're so excited about? Hey, it's not me, it's about Jesus. Hey, my friend, it's not what I can do, but what Christ has already done. The Bible says, Paul said, I'm fully persuaded that he's able to keep that which is committed unto him against that day. In other words, if you give God your life, he's able to keep it. And my friend, if you give yourself to God, he can keep it against that day when you take your last breath, that day when you leave this world, he's able to keep his promises, that heaven's your home, my friend. The Bible says, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Boy, thank God. As Sister Joanne says, we're a winner either way. If we go or if we stay, the victory is mine. How can we have victory today? Because he's able. Because he's able to conquer. Boy, when I first got saved, I had so many devils in my life. I had so many worldly things in my life, my friend. How did I get over those things? How did I conquer those things in my life? But I like what Brother Max said the other day. We was talking about some things that was taking place in our lives when we first got saved. He said, I want you to notice something. He said, I never quit. We was talking about doing something I believe a Christian shouldn't do. He said, I want you to know something. I never quit it. He said, God just took it from me. Well, that's what God's able to do. He's just able to take all the things from you that shouldn't be there. He's able to conquer all those little devils in your life. The Bible says he's able to keep that, my friend, what you give to him. I want you to notice this, if you would, in the book of Hebrews. Turn there with me in the book of Hebrews to your right, Hebrews chapter 2. I want you to get this point this morning. What is he able to do? For he's able to subdue all things. He's able to keep that which is committed unto him. Notice this, if you would. A word we don't use much in our English language. We translate it. We changed the word just a bit, but I believe you understand what the Word of God is saying here. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. Notice what the Bible says. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. The Bible says he's able to secure them that are tempted. What does that word mean? It means to help. Hey, thank God, beloved, we've got a Savior that can help. Hey, we've got a Savior that can help this morning. Hey, my friend, I don't know about you, but I've needed some help in my time. I've been saved for 8.5 years, but I've needed some help. I've needed someone to be there with me, my friend. Hey, you look on your right hand and no one's there. Hey, you look on your left hands and no one's there. Hey, you run to your family and they can't help you. You run to your friends and they just laughed at you. Hey, my friend, sometimes you come to the church family and they just don't understand what's going on. I don't know about you, but sometimes I needed some help. And I look around, there's no one to help. Come to your wife or your husband, and they just don't understand what's going on in your heart. You come to your children, ask your children just to pray for you. They try their best to pray for you, but they just don't understand what daddy or mama's going to. Boy, you come to your family, you talk to them. You come to your friends, you talk to them. You go to your neighbor, you go to someone in school. You go to someone you trust in, but they just don't understand what's going on. Oh, but the Bible says that Christ was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sins. My friend, you've got a Savior today. You've got a God today. You've got a Lord today who knows everything that you would ever go through in your life. My friend, he knows exactly what's taking place in your life. You say, preacher, no one don't understand. There's one. His name is Jesus. You say, preacher, I got something in my life that's out of control, but Jesus Christ knows all about it. You say, preacher, I got something in my life that my family don't understand. Hey, beloved, Jesus Christ knows all about it. Nothing's caught him by surprise. The Bible says he's able to secure He's able to secure them who's tempted, my friend. Hey, God's able to give us help in the very present time. Hey, God's able to help us, my friend. I think about Peter walking on the water. Hey, my friend, he got out of the boat and walked on the water. He said, Jesus, if it's you, bid me to come unto thee. Hey, Jesus said, come. Hey, Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water. He got his eyes on the wind. He got his eyes on the waves. And he got his eyes on the storm and began to drown. Hey, my friend, what did Peter do? He held his hand up and said, Lord, save me. Hey, Lord, save me. Hey, Peter didn't come back to the boat. Hey, Peter didn't call on his friends. Hey, Peter didn't say, hey, someone throw me a life jacket. Hey, someone throw me a cushion. Hey, someone come help me. He said, Lord, save me. And I want you to know what our Savior done. Our Savior come to where he was at and lifted him up out of the water and carried him in his arms to the boat. Hey, we've got a Savior this morning that can help us in any type of trouble, any type of problem, any type of situation that we have in our lives. We've got a Savior this morning that's been tempted at all points as we are. He knows everything you've ever going to go through. He knows your heart better than you do. You say, preacher, my family don't understand. Well, they might not, but Jesus does. You say, my friends, they just don't care. Well, they might not, but Jesus does. You say, sometimes, preacher, I don't even believe the church and the pastor cares what I'm going through. Hey, beloved, they might not. But you've got a God in heaven that cares about you more than you can ever imagine. He knows what every one of us is going through. And the Bible says he's able to secure it. He's able to help. He's able to protect. He's able to give us safety. I don't know about you, beloved, but you're going to need this coming week. Because I promise you, if you're going to live for Jesus Christ this week, something's going to happen to you. Something's going to come in your life. Something's going to try to get you sidetracked. Some kind of problem. Some kind of situation. Something's going to get you in your life where you have to drop on your knees and say, oh, dear God in heaven, I sure do need your help. And you're able to run back to this Bible verse and say, God can help me. Oh, God can help us this week. We've talked to some people this week and invited them to church and talked to them about their life. And we say, hey, all you can do, my friends, is just trust in Jesus to help you. Just trust in Jesus to help you. Boy, there's people in our church is facing something that you have no idea what they're going through. You have no idea what they're facing. All I can do is tell you Jesus is there. Boy, Jesus is there. Well, I can't go home with everybody. I've got an uncle here. I can't go home with him and live his life. I can't go home with my brothers and sisters in Christ. I can't go home with my friends. I can't go home with anybody here today and live your life for you. But thank God, Jesus Christ, that I never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. The things that he's able to do, my friend, he's able to subdue all things. He's able to overconquer. He's able to overcome. He's able to overpower. He's able to keep that which we committed to him against that day. He's able to help, my friend. He's able to come to our rescue anytime and every time we need him. We ask our young people, it'd be good if our older people would get a hold of this. We ask our young people, is there anything God can't do? And they said, there's only one thing God can't do. He can't fail. God can't fail you. God can never let you down. God can never do wrong. God can never tell a lie. God, my friend, will never let you down if you'll just trust in him. As the woman said, trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, because in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You say, preacher, you don't know the trouble I'm in, but God does. You say, preacher, can God help? Oh, yes, God can help. Well, God can help you today. God can help you today. Hey, friend, God can help you today. I don't know who I'm talking to. Hey, you're in something, my friend, that's over your head today. You're in something today that you have no idea if God can help you with. But I'm here to tell you, God can help you. He's there for you. If you'll just trust in him and lean upon him and quit worrying about if you can make it. Hey, quit worrying about what's going on the other side of the fence and just worry about, hey, am I living for Jesus Christ? Am I giving myself to Christ? Hey, my friend, the Bible says that he's well able. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above that which you ask or even think. You say, preacher, can God help me this morning? Can God help me? I believe you can. I believe you can. Can God help you through the trouble you're in? I've seen God work. I've seen God do things that you can only say God's done it. I remember one day, I've probably shared this story with you, in the house, our young boy Justin, he was just a little baby then. He was burning up with a fever. We didn't have a doctor. We didn't have any insurance. We didn't have any money to go to the hospital with. And we got there, and you know, like mamas do, they try to cool the baby off and put cold rags on their head and strip their clothes off and just try to break the fever, try to get them to cool off. I didn't know what to do as a father. I had no idea what to do. So we was just living on the other side, just a little bit from the church. And I got in my automobile and come to church here and prayed. I prayed. And all I could pray is, God, help us. God, you know the situation. You know my little boy is there on the couch burning up with a fever. There's nothing we can do to help him. There's nothing that we possibly can do. The ease has come for to take away his fever. God, would you please help? I remember coming to church just shedding some tears and praying and asking God for help. About 5 minutes later, my wife called and said, don't worry about Justin. He's all right. The fever was gone. He was up playing around like nothing ever happened. I remember praying for other folks. I'm not saying it's me, my friend. I'm saying it's God. I remember when God comes through when Sister Sandra was in a hospital and the doctors come out and said, we don't even know if she's going to leave the hospital. She's had the surgery and it turned out good and she's getting weaker and we don't know. We don't know if she's going to be able to come home. And the church prayed and her family prayed and they just believed God. And she's here today. I remember a young boy named Timmy Blanchard eat up with cancer. Had cancer on every vital organ on his body. And he'd been through it 3 times. And he told his mama, I'm going to take one more treatment and do one more test. And if the cancer's not gone, if they can't operate on it, mama, I'm not going to take any more treatments. I'm going to just sit in my bedroom and die because I'm tired of going through the pain. I'm tired of seeing you cry. I'm tired of having to go through all these treatments. Well, he went through one more treatment. They done one more test, and they told young Timmy Blanchard, they said, hey, we're able to do a surgery about 19 hours long that's able to remove every cancer in your body. My friend, you say, what is that? That's God. Boy, that's God. I was here when other people's got healed, when other people's prayers have been answered. But we've seen God work, and we've seen God move. You say, preacher, will God do that for me? Oh, yes, God can do that for you. He's no respecter of persons. Hey, just because I'm a preacher, it don't mean God loves me more than he loves you. Hey, my friend, he loves you just as much as he loves me. He loves that drunk just as much as he loves the preacher. He loves that hearted, hey, just as much as he loves the Sunday school teacher. Hey, my friend, the Bible says he's able to help, my friend. Hey, when no one else can and nothing else can, hey, God's able to help. All right, this last part, I'll give you one more thing he's able to do in Hebrews chapter 7. Turn there with me, if you will. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. You say, preacher, what is God able to do? I want you to notice this. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Reading out of the Word of God, this is what it says. Wherefore he, talking about Jesus, is able also to save them to the uttermost, that cometh unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The Bible says he's able to save them to the uttermost. I want you to know that God can take you from the guttermost to the uttermost. Hey, God can save any person that's in that auditorium. Hey, God can save anybody in the world. Hey, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to know this. Hey, if God can save someone like me, hey, if God can save someone like Brother Jeff, hey, Brother Jeff, grew up in church. Hey, Brother Jeff probably done nothing wrong in his whole life. He gave a testimony. He never smoked one cigarette. He's never drunk one beer. He grew up in church. Hey, God can save someone that's been in the church the whole life. Hey, God can save someone like me that's probably drunk enough of beers to drown the whole world, that's smoked enough of dope. My friend, I want to know, hey, I'm not bragging on the devil. Hey, but God can save someone that never done anything wrong. That person still needs to be saved. Jeff still needs to be saved. He called on Christ to get saved. Hey, God can save someone like me. Hey, you might be here today. You might have been in jail. Hey, God can save you. You might have never been in jail. Hey, God can save you. We've got people in our church, I don't believe God's no respecter of persons. Some people got saved when they was older in life. Some people got saved when they was younger in life. But you know what the Bible says? God's able to save all those who will come to Him with a repentant heart and faith and trust in Christ. My friend, I don't know who's here that's lost this morning. Maybe I'm just preaching to the birds. I'm going to tell you this. You say, preacher, what is He able to do? He's able to save you this morning. You say, preacher, you don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been. I don't have to. God already does. And He still loves you enough to save you. Every time you ever took God's name in vain, He's willing to overlook that and save you. Every time you ever done one thing against God, God's able to overlook that and save you today if you'll come with conviction and repentance. For God so loved the world. You say, preacher, does God love me? He loves you today. He loves you enough that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hey, I'm still a preacher that says it's still the blood. Hey, it's not me, it's not you, it's not religion, but it's still the blood of Jesus Christ that gets the job done. You need to be saved today. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. You say, what about my past? If you put your faith and trust in Jesus, your past is gone. Your past is gone. Oh, I remember my sins. Oh, Mama, she remembers probably every time I ever done anything bad. You probably can count on just one hand, just a few things I've ever done bad. Mama probably remember them days. But hey, all my sins is gone. God don't remember them. God don't remember. You might say, well, preacher, what about that time you cursed God? Oh, I remember it. But God don't. He said, preacher, what about them times you drunk them beers and got in your car and drove all around the world? Oh, I remember it, but God don't. So what about them times you took your beer bottles, throw them against the church and cursed God? Oh, I remember them, but God don't. Because He's covered by the precious blood of Jesus. I want you to know something this morning. If you need to be saved, Jesus Christ will save you. If you'll just come to Him. We're going to play a verse of invitation off the CD this morning. As we play this verse, I want you to come. If you need to be saved, I want you to come. If you need help, I want you to come. If you need to pray and ask the Lord for help this morning, I want you to come. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes and bow our heads for just a few minutes. The invitation begins. Let me ask you this question this morning. Will there be one here that says, preacher, I need to be saved. I need to be saved, preacher. I've not trusted Christ as my Savior. I want to lift my hand this morning because I need to be saved. Is there one like that in here? You'll just slip your hand up and say, preacher, I need to trust in Christ. I've never trusted Christ. I've never been saved. I want to trust in Christ today, preacher. I need to be saved. Now I realize God's able to save me. He's able to forgive my sins. He's able to come in my heart and life and save me. Preacher, I'm going to lift my hand because I need to be saved this morning. Is there one like that? Preacher, I'm going to lift my hand because I want you to pray for me. I need help in my life. I need the Lord's help in my life, preacher. I want you to, if you will, just stand to your feet for just a few minutes. Heads bowed, eyes still closed, invitation still playing. If you raise your hand and said, preacher, I need to be saved, I want you to come on. If you've raised your hand and said, preacher, I need help this morning, I want you to come on. Just come to Jesus. Just come to Jesus. He'll help you. He'll will help you. Won't we get another lady on the altar to help pray with us, dear sister? How about you today? You say, preacher, I need to get saved. Won't you come on? You say, preacher, I've got something in my life that I need God to conquer. I need God to overcome. I need God to overpower. Hey, won't you give it to the Lord this morning? He's able. You say, preacher, today I'm worried. I'm worried about myself. I'm not able to do what I used to do. I'm not able to go where I used to go. I'm not able to do for Jesus what I used to do for Jesus. I want you to know He still loves you today. He loves you just as much now as He did then. And He's able to keep that which you've committed to Him against that day. He's able to secure you today. He's able to help you today. Whatever trouble you're in, He's able to help you today. And He's able to save to the uttermost because He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Let's pray together. Father, we love you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, God, for your help. I've come to you many times for help, and God, you've never let me down. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the patience of the people that's here this morning. We had a long service. We've done a lot of things this morning, but the people's been so patient. And I thank you for that. I pray, God, you'll bless them for that. But I pray, God, this morning, if one's lost and no without Jesus Christ, God, they'll make their way to an altar. They'll make their way to someone that can share the gospel with them, that can lead them to a Savior. I pray, Father, this morning for those who's going to leave this church building who needs help. God, they realize they have the help they need in Jesus. Lord, we thank you.